On to Module 3, the power of emotions. And so let's talk about what emotions are first before we get into why they're so important in our lives and why they drive us crazy in some cases and what to do about them. What are emotions in essence? They are the echoes of our thoughts that kind of bounce through the body, and sometimes they bounce back up and they get released, but other times they stick in the tissues. In other words, our cellular memory. And when it gets stuck in cellular memory, that's why pain won't go away. You know, backaches, neck aches, whatever kind of aches that are in the body. That's one example of cellular memory. But there's the unconscious, quiet cellular memory. Why is it that our response is the same way to the same triggers that even though we thought we cleared them 5 years ago? Somebody says something to you. Someone plays a song that you didn't used to like in your presence, and suddenly you feel the same way as if that person that you were with when you heard that song was there in that moment, and they're not. So these are the old triggers that bring up the old cellular memory. What emotions are stored energy with a stored charge in our cellular memory. In essence, the question is, do those emotions serve you? If they're good emotions, if they're uplifting, if they're life-enhancing, like on David Hawkins' map of consciousness, life-enhancing emotions make you feel good. They uplift you. They give you good energy. But the life-depleting emotions, the ones that are below LOC 200, those being like pride and anger and guilt and despair and disappointment, etc., all those actually are catabolic. In other words, they actually take energy way out of our bodies, out of our minds, and they drain us. But what if? This is one of the core pieces of this Serenity Course. What if you could reclaim the stuck energy and the trapped energy in those old, disserving, life-depleting emotions? To the extent that you balance them out at zero point by tuning in from your heart, which is your zero point center in your body, and the mind lets go, and you command, I'm now in the present moment at zero point, even if I don't know how, with divine love. And you invoke that, and you command that in the moment. Now you collapse the wave in quantum physics. This is proven. This is not some concept. This is not some like new age thing where you put two rocks together, maybe sometime you'll feel good. And I don't mean to dispel any or create any negativity about crystals or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this stuff is practical. I do this on a regular basis. I teach it to people, and they have mind-blowing results. So emotions, in essence, are the driving force behind everything we do. They control our decisions without our even knowing it sometimes. Before we even think of making the decision, the emotion is creeping up saying, uh-oh, we could make a mistake. Uh-oh, this might not work. Oh boy, here comes the person saying the same old, same old. Whatever that emotion is bringing up your energy system, in other words, like up the magma chamber, it is presupposing that the same problem is going to happen again, and that may or may not be true. To the extent that it causes stress in you, it may cause what's called the sympathetic nervous system response. In other words, the fight or flight kicks in. And then that's when the stress becomes prolonged and not just for a moment or two. We talked about that in the intro video. What these processes help you do, the three that we've talked about so far, the serenity breath, the serenity process, and now living in the present moment at zero point, is it helps you come back into the present moment, helps you feel your feelings, and now you get to the really good stuff. Now we get into the really deep core of what the Serenity Course is all about. If you read a newsletter I recently put out there, I called it was the Mind-Heart Dilemma. And the essence of it was something that Susan taught me years ago, Susan Castle. She called it the silenced heart. So what is it? When our heart is silenced, what it really means is the mind has stepped in, it pretends that it's in control in our life. We begin to lose our own internal connection to our own essence, to our own truth, to our own knowings. The heart gets silenced because the mind overpowers the heart. It pretends like it's in charge. It pretends that it knows what's best for you, instead of your heart, which is the part that knows what's best. And as Susan used to say, your heart will never fail you. Not just your physical heart, but your sacred spiritual heart. The heart gets silenced when you don't listen to your own intuition, when you don't act upon those natural, intuitive hits or insights that you know are good for you, but for whatever reason you override. When I say you, it's your mind. It's not the real you. But as you do these processes, these incredibly simple processes, and you practice them, now you get back in touch with yourself. So those innate, real, insightful qualities within yourself begin to be re-experienced and they become alive again. They become normal after a while as you continue to practice them because your neural networks support them. In other words, how the brain and the nervous system work together and they do them automatically for you. That's what neural networks are all about. So as you continue to open yourself up to your own heart, what will happen is you'll begin to explore like a magical kingdom. Now, let's qualify this. It takes courage. It takes vulnerability to your own self. And that vulnerability of being is not the easiest thing for us to do. If you're a determined person that's a kind of a hard charger and you've got more of like a type A or you're up in your head a lot, that's okay. I used to be that way a lot. I can laugh about it thinking of it right now. I can still be there sometimes. But the key is to know when to balance it out. Which is appropriate? What serves you? You know, what brings you joy and what actually takes you down? So as you become vulnerable to your own self, in other words, when you open up your heart to your own feelings, to your own self, what happens is now you have access to not just deeper feelings, but deeper powers, deeper knowings, deeper wisdom. Because your heart is the command center of your whole being. Now you get in touch with what controls and what drives the life force within you. What your purpose is, why you're here, what brings you passion, what lights you up. And it will also help save enormous heartache because you're getting in touch with parts of you that are far more intuitive than the mind can be or ever will be. Unless, of course, you're enlightening your mind because of your mind being in the service of your heart. I know that's a lot of stuff there, but that's about 20 years of experience. My mind did not used to be in the service of my heart. And my mind took over and it kept being in disappointment and I didn't get what I wanted when I wanted it and all these different funny little stories that I believed. And with what's happened to me in my life in the last 10 years is some of the dearest people in my life have passed away. My business was literally crushed. My sweetheart, she passed. And I was left with the entrails, you know, like the Humpty Dumpty thing, and thinking, how do I put all this stuff together again? Well, maybe I wasn't supposed to piece it back together again. Maybe it was to create a whole new model, like Bucky Fuller would say, you know. Don't fix the old thing. Create something new. And that's what Serenity is. So my whole heart and soul is in this, not just the Serenity course, but the whole Serenity project. And as you learn more about it, you'll see what the Serenity feeling, the Serenity field, the Serenity wave is all about. So let's talk about something called the heart-mind before we finish up this module. The heart-mind is when you're in that enlightened space within you that it doesn't feel so much vulnerable anymore. Now you begin to feel like, oh, this is so cool. Wow. That you've got this sense of balance between your heart and your mind. The Chinese, and you've heard me maybe say this before on past teleconferences, they have a word for it that means the heart-mind in Chinese. It's called xin. It's spelled X-I-N. They don't see the heart and the mind as different. We do out here in the West because we somehow believe that after the Cartesian split or whenever it happened, when we fell from the heart up to the mind, I know it seems like it's counterintuitive, but we separated from our heart's awareness. And that's the cause of all of our stress. We forget who we are. We lose that sense of connection. We no longer make our decisions based upon how we feel. We base it based on the old tricks of the mind, which it might be a feeling, but it's an old feeling. But it's not a gut feeling. It's not a heart-centered feeling. So your heart-mind is your core. The serenity mind is one where you are absolutely in your center, and it does not matter what stuff hits the fan in your life. You are walking forward, and you're actually able to and accessing the negative polarity within those negative experiences, and you are walking forward. Those negative energies are bouncing right off of you, and yet you're gaining the energy from them because they no longer take you down.